Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI releasing a photo of a person of interest in the murder of conservative commentator Charlie Cook at Utah Valley University. Authorities also recovering a rifle.
The murder weapon was a high-powered bolt-action rifle, according to investigators who say they found the gun discarded in the woods nearby the shooting. FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert Bowles says they have clear video of the shooter and are using technology to identify the person, and they have other evidence.
Investigators have also collected footwear impression, a palm print, and forearm imprints for analysis.
He says the shooter appears to have blended in on campus and appears college-aged. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Colorado, authorities are still searching for a motive after a high school shooting yesterday that injured two students. Police say the suspect killed himself. And the nation is pausing to mark 24 years since the September 11th attacks, when hijackers crashed planes into the Twin Towers in New York City, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Middle schoolers in Hayward were put on lockdown Tuesday because a student brought a weapon to school. That's according to reporting from the Sawyer County Record. The paper reports Superintendent Mark Berquist says someone reported a possible weapon on campus and administrators immediately contacted police. When authorities got there, they confirmed a student did indeed have a weapon, although they didn't say what type of weapon. The school was reportedly on a soft lockdown for about 20 minutes. Berquist says the student was removed from campus and will face disciplinary action, although he said he couldn't release any more information due to student privacy. And the opposition to a data center in Menominee is growing. A movement called Stop the Data Center has gotten bigger, reports WQOW. There's a Facebook page with more than 8,000 members. People have put signs in their yards, and there's even a billboard now, too. Menominee City Council member Matthew Crow told the station, quote, "The data center at this point is not coming at this time," end quote. But residents say they want more transparency from the city council. Last month, the city of Menominee released a fact sheet that said the data center would cost $1.2 billion to build and the construction would create 1,000 jobs. And police at UW-Eau Claire say keeping unlocked bikes out as bait has worked. Back in 2018, university police started equipping some bikes with GPS trackers. They're left unlocked around campus, ready for thieves to take the bait instead of stealing property from students. At orientation, students are told about the program, and they even get stickers for their own bikes that say this may be a bait bike with the police department's logo on it. Over the last 2.5 years, 24 bicycles have been stolen on campus, and more than half of them were the department's bait bikes. Police recommend students document their bike's serial number. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Brewers head for home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a 3-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit 2 home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits 2 big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely 2-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies expected today, another great September day with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. 83 on Saturday. Currently, it's 65.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, federal cuts are threatening food share programs across the country, but one county in Wisconsin is working to keep them alive. Wisconsin Watch journalist Bennett Goldstein is our guest. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Thanks to Trump and the GOP, this industry does more to screw us than any other. That's the title of Robert Reich's piece over on his Robert Reich sub.substack.com, I think is the URL for his Substack newsletter. He asks, which is the worst industry in America? You know, is it crypto? Is it big finance? Is it, you know, the internet? Well, it turns out that he says the most despicable industry is big oil. He says it's also corrupting our democracy, using profits to bribe people in high places, such as you know who. He says, as a taxpayer, we, you and I, are footing the bill for billions of dollars that big oil gets through special subsidies and tax breaks, which are ballooning under Trump. This is the kind of stuff that happens to America when people vote for people like Donald Trump. All told, big oil already extracts about $35 billion a year from the federal budget in direct industry-specific tax breaks and subsidies. Trump and Republicans handed big oil an additional, Robert Reich writes, an additional $18 billion in giveaways. This includes the ability of oil and gas corporations to avoid or limit the 15% minimum tax all corporations must pay. Big oil also gets to drill on more public lands and pay less in royalties in the U.S. Again, thank you, Trump voters. Fossil fuel giants also gain from the rollback of clean energy tax credits. And what does big oil do with its profits? Reich writes, they spend millions paying off politicians in Congress. In the last election cycle, big oil spent $445 million. And the weather disasters that are the result in some part of the fossil fuel pollution that the planet has been experiencing for, well, for a century and a half, cost the U.S. over $180 billion just last year. Thank you, Trump voters. Meanwhile, the MAHA Commission is, you know, the report is out. We talked about it briefly yesterday with Dr. Eric Feigelding. And, you know, I think the most tragic part about this is that early on, Bob Kennedy and his MAHA people had correctly identified exposure to pesticides as a major problem and pointed out that we allow the application of literally hundreds of millions of pounds of pesticides on our food supply, pesticides that have been banned in many other countries, particularly all across Europe. Glyphosate, for example, is now found in 80% of adults, 87% of children. Because it's, you know, they're spraying it on wheat now before they harvest it. I think, frankly, that's why so many people are starting to think that they're allergic to gluten. I think they're actually responding to glyphosate. But that's just my personal opinion. I'm not a scientist, so, you know, don't take that to the bank. But and meanwhile, the Trump administration just appointed a former pro-pesticide lobbyist from the American Soybean Association to be one of the top regulators of pesticides at the EPA. So Bob Kennedy comes out and says, oh, yeah, pesticides are doing terrible stuff, and then, or words to that effect, and then comes out with the report saying, well, we'll just let the pesticide industry keep doing what they're doing. No problem. We're going to look at it. One of the pesticides most widely used in the U.S., atrazine, is banned in 27 countries of the European Union. It disrupts hormonal function. It decreases fertility. We use 70 million pounds a year. It's now in the drinking water of an estimated 40 million Americans. And probably most tragically, the MAHA document does not mention organic farming. There are farming practices that don't involve the use of these chemicals that not only are healthier for the planet, but produce better crop yields and more nutritious food. You know, the nutrient value of our fruits and vegetables has dropped by almost 50% in the last 50 years, which is pretty amazing. How do you get that back? Well, you have healthy soil. You use organic farming practices. But not a word of that in this report, which is a real tragedy. So, all right, so what's on your mind today? Kimberly in Portland. Hey, Kimberly, what's up?
Hey, well, I was calling about Steve. Like, okay, so I started my morning reading some comments online and reading the comments, of course, from the president so-called and other Republicans that is just, like, total projection, as you know, to the point that, yeah, as Naomi Klein puts, they're trying to break our brains.
Well, this is how authoritarians respond to anything, is you know, with bluster.
How can they not see that they're just talking about themselves? I mean, and this poor Steve, he's just saying, well, all this violent, terrible stuff. I mean, they literally demonize liberals,
mm-hmm,
you know, and Coppola's book called Demonic, in which he argued that liberals are literally possessed by demons.
Yeah.
They, you know, they were baby mutilators and killers. And I mean, it's just constant. And that there's nothing comparable on the right. To call them Nazis, it's like, let's see, you echo Hitler's rhetoric, you have his same policies, you hang out with Nazis.
And you walk around with swastika flags.
Right, yeah, exactly. I call you a Nazi. It's because of what you do. It's not a, yeah, it's not a slur. Yeah.
But then you get Mark Levin with his book, Liberalism is a Mental Illness. I mean, it's really, it's a mental illness to say that people should have, you know, Social Security, that people should get unemployment insurance if they don't have a job, that hungry children should be fed, that our public schools should be high quality. That's a mental illness.
I'm the parent of a trans person, and it pisses me off. It's like they are literally trying to eradicate them from,
yeah,
existence.
Yeah, I have a trans nephew. I feel the same way. And my granddaughter is, you know, fully Hispanic. She's adopted. Both of her parents are Mexican, or were, you know, at one point.
Yeah.
And I'm watching what Trump is doing, and I'm thinking, you know, my own granddaughter is going to have to live in fear of the police. I mean, this is just wrong.
And, you know, Hitler went after them first, too.
Yeah,
but
after,
anyway,
the trans people,
very,
yeah,
small.
Magnus Hirschfeld.
Very small. And I had one other comment, okay, where they're talking about the violence on the left, violence coming from the left. If you actually go look at the data, which I've done, over the last, like, 40 years, it's been predominantly coming from the right. And I looked at one analysis which looked at almost 9,000 incidences of political terror, violence, plots, other things in the U.S. 57% had come from right-wing actors, sources, 25% from the left,
mm-hmm,
and then the rest from, like, militant Islamists or ethno-terrorists and, you know,
right,
other,
yeah,
lesser and lesser opinions. So that is just clear. It's,
no, that's,
like,
very much been the case ever since the death of the Weather Underground. That was the last violent leftist movement in the United States.
But over the past decade, it's, like, exponentially increasing,
yeah,
right-wing violence. It's been getting bad. So that's just, I just wanted to point that out. Like, you kept trying to get him to cite a fact. And, I mean, it makes me angry. It's like, I listen to Tom every morning. I've never heard you say anything hateful, you know, about an entire group. And one last comment. The guy who called in and was spewing his white supremacist crap about the 1-something% of the population committing, mm-hmm, all this violence.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about talking about entire groups as opposed to individuals, and then says, I have many friends who are in their graves because of them. And right, you were like, them? Like, oh, that's not talking about an entire group?
Yeah, I asked ChatGPT, you know, are the majority of murders in the U.S. committed by black people? And it responded, no, that's a very common myth, but it isn't supported by the evidence. And then it goes on to say the U.S. population is roughly 60% white, 13% black, so the black share of offenders is higher than the share of population. But that does not mean most murders are by black people. Roughly half of all murders involve non-black offenders. Crime is also highly concentrated by geography and poverty. I would argue that if you were to look at murder and crime statistics and pull out all the racial data and just look at it through an economic lens, that it becomes much more predictable, frankly, that poverty is the prime driver of violence, not race.
And, Tom, it's not even just poverty, it's inequality.
Yeah, well, it's...
If everyone in the community is poor, you don't see those kind of crime rates.
Yeah.
It's inequality.
Yeah, no, Yeah, finish your thought, anyway. Kimberly, and then I'll jump in.
Oh, I'm going to say one more thing. Release the Epstein files, and they need to be looking at the financial doings. Ron Wyden, if you pull up what he's been working on for a couple of years now, follow the money.
Yeah, he wants the banking information, I'm with you, Kimberly. Thank you. Thank you very much. And on inequality over at Equality Trust, in the UK, they have documented how the more unequal a society is, the higher rates of violence you have, political violence, shootings, homicides, suicides, mental illness, teen pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, high school and college dropout, just every social ill, it gets amplified. Kimberly, thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay tuned. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's civic media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community, and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
So you just got back from your summer vacation and maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airways open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com and using the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device that I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com, Zepa.com, and using the code PINK. Or you can text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply if you text Tom to 511-511 or go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK when you check out.
On a keg marked U.S. economy, they smile as they pass it round. Billionaires dancing in the treasury. The air smells like 1929. Ghosts of bread lines whisper. And I know how the story ends. Here comes the coming Republican depression.
3 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine.
Good. I noticed you had a couple of very myopic callers from the right, you know, talking about things that they are the people that see the forest and never see the tree. And I just wanted to tell them an absolute truth. And the truth is that poverty is what drives crime, which you were just talking about, and it also drives abortion rates. These are facts. 24% of black children in this mega wealthy country live in poverty. Only about 8% of white children. You can't put people in those circumstances and make them struggle just to survive and not understand that that's going to cause a woman who might want to keep a kid not being able to afford it, getting an abortion, or a kid joining a gang so we can actually have school closed. So I just think these are very small-minded people. And the other thing I wanted to mention was, I think this is the old saying that the crows have come home to roost with this shooting of Kirk, because it was Republican governance that led to a 2021 bill that allowed 18-year-olds to carry weapons openly on campus. Mm-hmm. It was people like Kirk that actually exalted and put up on a pedestal people like Kyle Rittenhouse, or Rittenhouse, I call him Rittenhouse, that shot those people in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to give him a gold congressional medal. And do you know that Kyle Rittenhouse did a lot of those Turning Point USA events with Kirk?
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, I mean, it's a terrible thing, but no, he will no longer, and I don't know if you knew what Mark Levin said about Charlie Kirk.
No, I don't.
He said he was this beautiful combination of Rush Limbaugh and Billy Graham. I mean, I'll only say this. He will no longer poison children's minds. Yeah. And that's what he was paid to do. And this is very sad. Now, lastly, on the 9/11 thing and all of that stuff, and, you know, I've got these neighbors. They're just like, promises made, promises kept. That's their slogan. But when you point out, Trump promised to cap credit card interest at 10%. Where's that executive order? He also promised to release and declassify all the 9/11 files. Where's that? That might make the Epstein thing look like a cakewalk.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tom, thank you for doing what you do, brother.
Yeah, I think these are all good points, Joe. And Trump also promised that he was going to have a better health care program for everybody in America than Obamacare, and it wouldn't cost us much at all. We would all have much cheaper health care. Trump promised that he was going to help people get into college. I mean, you know, instead, what have they done? They just stopped Joe Biden's, forgiving college loan, expenses.
It's all lies. I mean, Trump is
the only thing that Trump said he was going to do that he's kept true to is he was going to cut taxes on rich people. And, you know, as our caller earlier, you know, rich people are very happy with that. They don't care what else he does. So, Joe, yeah. I got to run. Thanks for the call. Yeah, good talking to you. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start. Likely died, or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, we make the popcorn pick of the week where we give you a movie suggestion. Then Al Petrelli, guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, joins to talk about upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would encourage school districts to consolidate, especially in rural areas, establish statewide standards on student discipline, and overhaul how teachers teach kids math. These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies expected today, another great September day with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. 83 on Saturday. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Quietlow joins us from Lake Wissota. Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like
real. We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt Nair on air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, this farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Albaugh.
From the assassination of Charlie Kirk to shootings in Colorado, how do we as Wisconsinites take care of our own mental health as we sort through the news? All that and remembering 9/11. Next time, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/T-H-O-M to save up to 37% off on this Super C Serum with the secret ingredient, hyaluronic acid. This stuff really works. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Spoke of walls of fear, of who's to win. With every promise came a darker dream. Turning empathy to rubble in his cruelty machine. This is Trump's cruelty machine. A grinding gear of hate. Unseen, families shattered, futures torn apart, cold steel tearing hope from the heart. They strip rights from the struggling and poor.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Let's try it again, Keno.
Yeah, happy Thor's Day this week, Tom.
There you go. Thor was okay. Always one of my favorite of the Norwegian gods.
Well, he was the god, you know, of thunder, and, yep. and the old male testosterone, and what the Arabs did on those Twin Towers, and what's happening now in our country with people being shot. The old male testosterone of Thor is predominated, but the goddess of love, Freya, and the goddess of mercy has got to come visit us. And, you know, originally the Holy Spirit was female, the Queen of Heaven, in Jeremiah 44:18. Yep. And she got pushed aside. So we need the goddess of mercy to come and take down, moderate this testosterone. But Tom, as one of your disciples, I want to defend you to the world. That fella called you and said you talk about irredeemable Republicans. No, you talk about loving the sinner and hating the sin. And the Republicans are sinning right now, politically and morally sinning. And you say they are redeemable. I'm an example of that. You let me talk on your show. I used to be one of those Republicans, but the party went astray. When they choose criminals to be their leaders, they're sinning. So it's okay, as you have prophet, to talk about the sinning of the Republican Party, but they are redeemable if they will see the light. Now, to help us see the light, I want to point out the court case of 1987. Are you familiar with the city of Houston versus Ray Hill?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, the world is divided into those people that use the stick, knives, guns, rockets, bombs, and those that want to use carrot words to talk us into prosperity and having a big crop of carrots to eat. Mm-hmm. And the talkers, all right, in Houston, when they were being abusing people, and this fella put a suit that went all the way to the Supreme Court, and in 1987, the Supreme Court, which is an example of the best part of the United States at its best, they said when police are abusing people, and bystanders ask the police, why are you doing that? Do you have the right to do that? And the Houston police were arresting people that would question them, and this fellow Ray Hill took it all. He had five cases. He needs to be. He's a hero, unsung hero. Now, he was a very fallible character. He had a lot of flaws, but he had five cases that went to the United States. Maybe you could give him some publicity sometime. But his case, the Supreme Court says, when you cannot interfere with the police trying trying to arrest somebody, but you can question them. And we can now question these ICE people. Why are you wearing masks? Why do you not have your name? This is what dictatorships do. Please show your face. Give us your names and get things back in balance. And to talk about loyal opposition, the Republicans say they demonize Democrats. And if they would acknowledge that the Democrats are loyal opposition, they want the best for the United States. Well, that would bring healing, political healing, yeah, to this country.
I agree.
And so talk about Ray Hill versus City of Houston, the 1987 Supreme Court case,
where words
were given dominance to control society over the stick being used by the police.
Okay.
And this words, carrots. It's got to, we stand up. And Tom, you talk about the sins of the Republicans, but you do not talk about irredeemable Republicans as that fellow accused you of. You say that Republicans are redeemable. This whole country is redeemable. And so let the world know that and quit saying irredeemable. That they
Thank
accuse
you,
the Democrats being irredeemable.
You are one of quite a few people who started calling into this program. I remember the first time you called in and said, you know, said that you were a Republican and you were quoting something that Rush Limbaugh had said or something like that. And we had a conversation, what I thought was a reasonable conversation. And we had a series of them over a period of weeks. And, you know, and you've been listening ever since. And I honor that. You know, you remind me of my father in some ways. Who was not, you know, crazy, although he was a Republican, George Bush Republican, although he always called himself an Eisenhower Republican, which is kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, I'll look it up. Keno, thanks for the tip. Thanks.
Promote him and the idea of loyal opposition, and that the Republicans should acknowledge that Democrats are loyal opposition and not demons.
Yeah, we need to bring back that kind of language. I agree. Keno, thank you very much. Okay. Good talking to you, as always. Linda in Chicago. Hey, Linda, what's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. This is about the Charlie Kirk. I was reading about him a little bit more. I know about him. I'm from Chicago. He's from around Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that got me was one of his quotes was that gun deaths were the cost we pay for liberty in America.
Right. Yeah.
He said, and gun deaths were unfortunately worth it to preserve the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
I so disagree with that.
What's ironic is the moment that he was shot, he was essentially defending that position. A person had said, yeah, how many trans shooters are there in America?
Right.
And he said, I'm not sure. And but how many, you know, black shooters or something like that? And it was this weird dialogue about mass shooters, and then suddenly he gets shot. It was just,
yeah.
I mean, it's almost like, yeah, you know, the universe talking to us.
Yes, that and the thing that he said, I can't stand the word empathy. Actually, I think empathy is a made up word. So I am a very empathetic person, and I have empathy. A small amount for him, but I feel like, why should I when he doesn't, he would reject it because he thinks it's phony.
Well, he's not around anymore. I feel really bad for his wife and his, he's got, I believe, two very young children. And, you know, growing up without a father is just a terrible, terrible wound.
I think it's terrible. You know what's even worse, Tom? Growing up without a child that's been shot in school.
Yeah.
That's what I think, because they don't have the choice.
Yeah.
He had the choice of the path he has taken. He had the choice of standing up there and speaking about what he wants.
That doesn't mean he deserved to be shot.
And what he believes.
That does not mean
No, please understand, I'm not saying that. No one deserves to be shot. But where is all this coming from for children? You know, there's one of the women from Sandy Hook, she talks about her son, who was shot 5 times. Did you see what one shot did to a grown man?
Yeah. Yeah, I have not watched the video.
It's on the internet.
I know.
Nate was shots,
showing it to us yesterday, and I just didn't want to see it. I'm not.
But 5 shots to the body of a third grader, where is our empathy for that? Why are we not doing gun control?
Yep.
You can talk all you want about us liberals being hateful. I don't think we're hateful. I think that everything that the Republican Party accuses the Democratic Party is actually a lot of where they're coming from.
Yeah, it's the old saying, your accusations are confessions.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. And I just want to speak up and say, I'm sorry for his family. I'm sorry for him. He's a human being.
But let's get this on the right conversation. Trump has never hardly spoken about the school shootings. The couple that were killed in Minnesota, he never even called their families or said he was sorry because they're Democrats. What kind of country is that? And what is that saying to the young people who are doing the shooting? It appears that this shooter, from what they're showing pictures of, is a young white man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's
assuming that that's the shooter. They're calling him a person of interest. We don't know for sure,
right.
but odds are, I get it.
Right.
Linda, I've got to run, but thank you for the call. For an interesting, reasonable conversation. Appreciate it. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. More of your calls right after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truths that Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about, I'll be right back with you. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing yourself more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read, could save your health and your wallet. It's over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. And also at that website is a bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/HARTMANN. GetNativePath.com/Hartman for a bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus the top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Brian in Baltimore. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about this selective empathy that I think has become very evident over the past 24 or 48 hours. I think one of my concerns about it is what it indicates about a large percentage of the population. And I think it indicates that there's a significant portion of the population that actually is pathological narcissism.
Well, that's, you know, the psychologists will tell you that that's, you know, 4, 5, 6% of the population, and about 20% of the population are authoritarians. But what's the selective, when you say selective empathy, what are you talking about, Brent?
So I guess what I'm talking about is when you see the Democrats murdered in, what was it, North Dakota?
Minnesota,
I'm sorry. There was such a lack of...
Yeah, Trump wouldn't even call the governor.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there are millions of...
You can't use language like that on the air. My apologies to anybody who might be offended. Jim in Woodstock, Illinois. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Yeah, I have a question for my Republican friends and family who I care about. Any Republican who voted for Trump that's listening and complaining about being called a fascist or a Nazi. We watched Elon Musk, who gave $260 million to Trump, richest man in the world, give the Hitler salute at Trump.
Twice.
Twice. That was my next comment. And a room full of Republicans cheered twice. Mm-hmm. What are we supposed to do with that? What are we supposed to call it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one, Jim. I remember, but I had forgotten. I should have had that at the tip of my tongue. That was a good one.
That should have sent shockwaves across the country.
Yeah, it sort of did, but it was like a 1 or 2 hour, you know, story. But,
yeah.
Jim, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Cornell in New Orleans. Hey, Cornell, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hi. How are things with you?
So far, so good. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. You know, the word says that we perish for the lack of knowledge. And when we are presented with knowledge, sometimes it hits like a hammer. I was listening at some of your callers earlier, and they seem to be attacking you. But because they seem to be in grief, they're in denial about things, and then they're presented with the anger. You know, when you tell them the truth, they don't want to accept it. They're so used to living a certain way and accepting certain things. And when they're presented with the truth, they go on a defense. So that's what's happening. So keep on doing what you're doing because you're needed and you are a therapist, whether you know it or not. So that's what's happening. So
well, thank you, Cornell.
Beat up on, and that's what happened. Try to convince someone who smokes cigarettes that cigarettes causing cancer to them. They say, well, what about the people who have cancer and don't smoke, you know? So
yeah, I know.
It's kind of like that kind of a situation. So, yeah. But keep on keeping on, and thank you for taking the call.
I'll do it. Cornell, thank you. Thanks for your kind words. Robert in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hey, Tom, this is about the Kirk shooting, and you know, the right-wing media, and that includes MSNBC, all Morning Joe today was Charlie Kirk, Charlie Kirk, Charlie Kirk.
I know.
And you know what? Anything that had to do with two people that were killed in the Minneapolis, the politicians, those people actually, especially the woman, she did good things for their community, good things.
Yeah.
Not spewing hate like Charlie Kirk. So I don't have any empathy for those people, and that's all there is to it. Maybe for his wife and family. Yeah. But I'm sick and tired of this media in this country. It makes me ill. And that's all I got to say. And let I wish that people would be a little less long-winded on their rants on your show so everybody else can get in. I haven't called in a while. But anyway, that kind of ticks me off. And the Des Moines Register, one more thing. Mm-hmm. The Des Moines Register didn't have one item about the shooting in Minnesota. I have family up there.
Oh,
not
really?
One item.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Not one damn mention of that shooting. So that's all I got to say, and I'm fed up. Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks a lot, Robert. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, we just have about a minute here, I think, until the end of the show.
Oh, this will be quick. Yeah, this will be quick. I couldn't let this day go without pointing this out. On an old website that's been around since 2000, if not a little bit before, called FARK. I'm not going to say the word in case it gets mistaken for something else, get you in trouble. But there was a poster that had a thread on 9/11, a live thread. People were posting comments, their observations of what was happening as it happened, etc. Mm-hmm. And the third last comment by Omega Stock, this was posted 24 years ago today. This act upon us could cause us to become a fascist state and cause us to abuse our power.
Wow.
How prophetic was that?
That was prescient. Yeah, I mean, George W. Bush used it to lie us into two wars, and, you know,
yeah.
One completely unnecessary. And I would argue that the Afghanistan war was unnecessary, too, because, you know, Mullah Omar, who was running Afghanistan at the time, offered to arrest bin Laden and turn him over for prosecution. And Bush said, no, I want to have a war because it'll help me get reelected in 2004. CJ, I got to run, but thank you. Good one. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Anything goes Friday. And in the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. And I will catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A manhunt continues for the suspect who shot and killed conservative commentator Charlie Kirk yesterday at Utah Valley University. The FBI released a photo of a person of interest and say they've found a rifle. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
According to sources, a spent cartridge was still chambered in the bolt-action rifle when it was found in the woods, and three unspent cartridges contained wording on them expressing what some law enforcement officials described as transgender and anti-fascist ideology. The FBI has taken the gun for DNA analysis and fingerprints, according to preliminary information shared with agencies. The rifle was wrapped in a towel when it was found in the woods near the campus.
The FAA says it's issued a temporary ground stop at Orlando International Airport earlier today and slowed departures due to radar issues at the Central Florida facility that handles air traffic there. First-time jobless claims soaring last week, with 27,000 more Americans filing for unemployment benefits than the week before. This is ABC News.